Hey, boys, hello. Good evening. How are you?
Good evening. We're well. How are you doing?
I'm good. What is the weather like in Los Angeles? Are you in Los Angeles right now?
Yeah, it's terrible. It's about 90 degrees Fahrenheit.
Yeah, I know. So, obviously, the reason to have you live with us today is it's forthcoming show of the Disciples, D.O. Disciples. What are you guys up to now?
We're just getting back on track, starting up some festivals. We've won in Turkey before we come to Cabana. We've some more in August as well, so we're getting geared up again. We took some time off because everybody had different schedules. But now we're kind of all getting back together and getting ready to rock.
Те в момента се чувстват великолепно, пък отново събират машините, защото ще свирят и в Турция, преди да дойдат в Каварда. Изобщо взехме си почивка, каза Саймън. И това, което мога да ви кажа, каза той, е, че сме готови отново да правим рок. It's been a lot, basically, these days, about after this Tupac Shakur hologram thing that happened at the Coachella Festival. People around the world started to think, and we can see that lots of companies are thinking of bringing back a show of the late Freddie Mercury or Jimi Hendrix or Jim Morrison. Are there any talks about bringing back Ronnie James Dio as a hologram?
I'm sure that people would love to see that. There's no plans of that right now, and I don't really think that that would be in the true spirit of what we're trying to do, really. We just want to keep his legacy alive, and that would seem a little too showy.
Говорихме за това, знаете, за тези холограми, които са много популярни след тази на Тупак, която се появи. Хората започнаха да говорят и много компании, затова Фреди Меркюри ще има вероятно такава холограма. Концерти на Джими Хендрикс, Джим Морисън, дали те планират холограма или дали знаят, дали някой говори за холограма на Рони Джеймс Дио. Много хора вероятно биха се зарадвали да видят такова нещо, но това няма общо с нещата, които правим ние, Дио Disciples. Ние всъщност искаме наследството и неговото въздействие да остари и да го покажем. So, what is the vibe within the Disciples? Are you guys talking about Rony all the time, or it's like just playing music and great songs and having fun?
A little bit of both, because we definitely want people to know that that's why we're doing it. We're just trying to keep his memories alive and reunite his fans with his music. And then there are times when there's fun, there's times when it's sad, and once in a while you'll see fans out there with tears in their eyes singing to the sky like they're singing to Ronnie. Other times people are just having a great time.
It is fun, because after we, after most shows, we meet up with the fans and we say hi, and they're telling us all these stories about Ronnie when they met him and how great he was and such a gracious man. So it is pretty much, a continuation and a celebration of his great music and his legacy. You know, we want to keep his name alive and going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so we do mention that on stage. We want to make sure that it's clear.
Yeah. Дали те Dio Disciples си говорят всеки ден за Ronnie James Dio или всъщност се забавляват свирики разсерата страхотни парчета? Те отговориха, че всъщност това, което може да се каже за този случай, е, че е и от двете. Те, разбира се, знаят и си спомнят роли всеки ден, но всъщност искат да покажат какви страхотни парчета са и наистина е малко и от двете. So, Craig is American. And you, Simon, are British. How does it match together? I know that it's been a hell lot of time since the big difference between both countries in terms of rivalries in who's better in rock and roll has been gone, but are you guys good friends?
No, I hate him. The British are best.
Yeah. Are you watching...
I've played with Americans, Swedish, Germans, and I'm sure Craig's played with a lot of different nationalities. I think the music speaks for itself at the end of the day, you need, if you're a good person, which Craig is, it doesn't matter what nationality you are, really. Rock and roll's rock and roll, really.
Do you have the chance to watch, and are you interested in watching England at the Euro 2012?
Well, I was until this Sunday when Italy probably will destroy us.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll see. We'll see.
Miracles sometimes happen. I'm hoping for the best.
Yeah, that's tonight in a few hours. Китаристът Крей Голди е американец, докато нашият по-директен събеседник Саймън Райт, въпреки че те са и двамата, е англичарин. Добре, де, знаем, че отдавна всъщност вероятно са заровени томахавките между двете рации за това коя е по-яка рок-н-рол, но вие приятели сте... О, не мога да го порасим, каза Саймън, англичарите сме най-яки. Всъщност аз съм свирил с всякакви хора, шведи, американци и така нататък, докато Крейки той е свирил с страшно много. Имаш ли възможност да гледаш мачевете на Евро 2012? Не до този момент много, но сега неделя, т.е. днес, италианците май ще ни разцепят. So, beside doing the Disciples, are you guys having other projects that it's worth talking about, like in the coming months? Let's start with you, Simon, and then Craig, please.
Yeah, I did some shows actually in Kavana last month. There's a project that I've been in and out of, really. It's just when if they need me to drum or I'm available and they're available, which is Rhino Bucket. Mm-hmm. And we also played in Kirstendil, which is outside of Sofia.
Yeah.
And it was fantastic. Fans were great, and that's one thing I do on the side. And I've got a couple other things that come up now and again, different projects. But, you know, again, I think mainly a focus would, you know, is really on the Disciples to take it a little bit further than it is already.
How about Craig, then?
Yeah. Yeah, this other project is bands that I helped get record deals, and I'm writing music for them, and there's other projects that I'm writing music for. But, like Simon was saying, we're trying to also make this more of a priority. And, also, real quick, just to go back to your first question about the difference between American and British, I'm going to add that my influence is Ritchie Blackmore, not American, British. So I had a British influence to begin with, so and then America is more, you know, slave to trends, and Europe is more loyal. They just like what they like, so it's a really good mix.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm doing a lot of other projects, but you know, I'm really not going to be naming names until it's actually coming.
Yeah, all right. Въпросът беше, окей, вие сега сте ангажирани с този проект D.O.D. Disciples, но правите ли някакви други неща за следващите месеци, за които си струва да се говори? Първо, Саймън каза, да, аз бях с Rhino Bucket на два пъти в България, в Каварна, също така и в Кюстендил, което е близо до София, така че беше жестоко, феровете са страхотни. Иначе сега се концентрирам в този проект. Пък Крейг Голди, китаристът, каза, да, има много проекти, в които участвам, а това е факт, между другото. Искам да се концентрирам в този проект в момента, иначе много дълъг списък ще бъде. Освен това, да се върнем към предишния ви въпрос. Факт е, че аз съм американец, но съм силно повлиян от китаристи от типа Ричи Блекмор, т.е. много сигурно британско влияние. Саймън, I do remember, and I still have the vinyl of Fly on the Wall, and on the back of it, I still remember you have a fucking cigarette in your mouth while drumming.
Fucking cigarette, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, so the funny thing is that, Bulgaria has been very heavily... under these smoking restrictions, like anywhere in Europe these days, and I'm sure
and
that
in America, yeah, same thing.
Same thing. So, do you still smoking, and what do you think about this the restrictions?
Oh, I do think it goes a little bit over the top. I mean, I do know it's bad for me, but you know, there has to be some things that you're allowed to do in life. It does seem a bit extreme sometimes. You know, there's actually some roads in California here where you're not allowed to smoke in your car because of the fire hazards and stuff, which makes sense, but it does take things to a little bit extreme. People usually use their common sense and don't throw the cigarette out the window. You know, I don't know. I mean, I come from a Northern England family where everyone smoked. Everybody smoked in AC/DC. it's just one of those things of a very bad habit that I can't break.
Yeah, the other drummer, Phil Rudd, has been convicted of marijuana possession. There was another story of smoking. Did you hear that story?
That's unfortunate for him, I guess.
Well, he's okay now, seems like. The Kiwis, were pretty gentle on that matter. Албума от 1985, аз много харесвам Fly on the Wall, нали се сещате, Shake Your Foundations и така нататък. Той отзад... Yeah, man. I mean, I like this album very much. And all the three of DC albums that you've been involved into. Той, Саймон Райт, на корицата на винила, т.е. на плочата, свири на барабани с една цигарка в устата. Попита го, знаеш ли, в България в момента сме много силно застъпили ограничерията и забраните на пушене. Той каза, т.е. и в Европа е така, ти какво би си за това? Той каза, в Америка е същото, знаете ли, има места, щати, в които не можеш дори да пушиш в колата си. Но мисля, че цялата тази история малко се прекали. Това да пушиш в колата в Америка е свързано в тези щати с някакви неща, свързани с пожарните, но аз съм израснал в семейство в Северна Англия, всички пушат. Да, факт е, че това е един лош навик, но е трудно да се отървеш от него. Last question for both of you guys. I believe that it... Well, you can say the same thing, like answering the question, but it could be a different answer for both of you. Which is your favorite Rory Dio song?
Well, I'll start. Yeah, that's really difficult because there's so many great ones and so many great ones from different eras.
All right. Anyway, so what is the one that you enjoy most the most playing live today with the Disciples?
I always like Stargazer. Mm-hmm. I like them all really. What do you think, Craig?
Well. That's kind of like saying, what's your favorite thing to do, exhale or inhale?
Oh, come on, make a decision, man.
But, all right, boys. Yeah?
Stargazer was always a big song for me. And that's what I listened to, you know, before I even got into a professional situation. That was my favorite band, Deep Purple Rainbow, and Ronnie was my favorite singer. So,
yeah.
One of my favorite songs to perform live, actually, is Don't Talk to Strangers. Mm-hmm. A little bit of everything.
Yeah. Well, what is funny? Is that there is a song of AC/DC called Danger, Danger, Don't Talk to Strangers. You remember that one?
Yes.
All right, so, it's Don't Talk to Strangers, and anyway. Thank you, boys.
Yeah. I don't think the two ever really met there. I think it's just pure coincidence.
Absolutely, yeah. All right, so it was a pleasure having you with us tonight. And
Thank you very much. We can't wait to get to Bulgaria and play for everybody. It's going to be great.
Good luck to England at Euro 2012, mate.
Yeah, we're going to need it.
I'll see you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Чао. И така, това бяха двама членове на Dio Disciples, специално за вас, барабанистът Саймон Райт, който каза, че любимата му песен на AC/DC на Рори Джеймс Дио от неговите Stargazer, това е Rainbow, както разбрахме. Също така, той каза, те са толкова страшно много парчета, които аз харесвам, но аз казах, добре, тази, която харесвате и обичате най-много да изпълнявате, Саймон Райт каза Stargazer, а пък кидристът Крейг Голди каза наистина са страшно много, това е бати трудния въпрос, но и аз харесвам страшно много тази песен Stargazer, но иначе Don't Talk to Strangers, пък аз напомних, че и AC/DC имат едно парче Danger, Danger, Don't Talk to Strangers. Саймон Райт би трябвало много добре да познава тази песен на AC/DC. Той каза естествено, че знам, но според мен това е едно страхотно съвпадение. Чиста случайност, няма нищо общо между двете песни. Припомням ви, че Danger Danger е четвъртото парче в албума на AC/DC Fly on the Wall от 1985. Първият албум от общо три на AC/DC, в които свири този барабарист.